listener production.
Hi, it's Tamara Clark with the local news briefing. Checking today's weather, some clouds across the region this morning, tops of 18 in Mildura. Frost then sunny in Bendigo today as we hit 17 degrees. Now let's take a look at today's headlines. A submission to the Fair Work Commission to lift the minimum wage will be the first task on Anthony Albanese's to-do list after he is sworn in as our 31st Prime Minister today. Albo can also expect a phone call from the Victorian government chasing down the $4 billion promised for infrastructure spending and a funding boost for our state's troubled hospitals. Then the new PM jets straight out to Japan to meet the US President Joe Biden tomorrow at a meeting between Australia, the US, India and Japan. And not a lot else has changed when we look to local politics following the weekend's federal election. Labor's Lisa Chesters is serving another term as the member for Bendigo. Nationals member Anne Webster still at the helm for the Mallee. Susan Lay from the Liberals has been voted back in for Farrer. And the Nats' Sam Birrell is still in for Nicholls, but it's no longer the safest coalition seat in the state. Meantime, 70 students are graduating from La Trobe in Mildura today. Several diplomas are being given out too, as well as postgraduate degrees. Richard Speed, Deputy Vice Chancellor, says it all starts at 1 p.m. today at the Mildura Arts Centre.
The vast majority of our nursing grads and social work grads work locally. You know, many of them at the base hospital in Mildura, but also so do our accountants. I think last year in our graduating cohort, we had something like 40 students who were all working in some capacity in the health system in Mildura.
The Australian Constructors Association says a mix of fixed price contracts, surging costs and stretched supply chains is creating a perfect storm for the building industry. It follows a speculation over the future of the industry heavyweight Metricon after the death of its founder and CEO last week. ACA CEO John Davies is calling on government and private enterprise to set up a compensation scheme to support builders whose businesses are impacted by outside factors to avoid further industry collapse.
Construction, we have fixed priced contracts that are locked in sometimes many years in advance. And when material prices increase significantly, as they have done, we start to see real financial difficulties for these contractors.
Taking a look at sport now and to some massive margins in the Sunraysia Football Netball League this round. Orion took Imperials down by almost 70 points, 6-4-40 to 16-13-109. And a similar story for Wentworth, who've defeated Irimpul 14-16-100 to 6-5-41. South lost out to Robinvale Euston 5-10-40 to 9-19-73. And Redcliffs have proven too good for Mildura in the closest game of the round. 10-12-72 to 8-9-57. That's all for this episode of Western Victoria Local News, but if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at viclocalnews@sca.com.au. Catch you next time. Listener.